Kochi. The Confederation of Online Media India, popularly known as COMINDIA, has elected its new executive committee at the annual general meeting held in Ernakulam. COMINDIA is not merely the apex body representing professional online news portals. It is also the only management association representing the founders, owners, editors, and senior management leaders of leading digital media organizations in the online media sector. Vincent Nelakunnel, co-founder and editor of Satyam Online, was elected president of COMINDIA. Soyman Matthew, editor of Malayali Vartha, was elected general secretary, while K.K. Srijith, editor of True Vision News, was elected treasurer. Kunikanan Mudith of Kasaragod Vartha and Bijunu K. of Kerala Online News were elected vice presidents. K.R. Raithish of Gramajyothi and Smita Atholi of Malabari News were elected joint secretaries. The meeting was held at EMA House, the Ernakulam headquarters of the Indian Medical Association. Shajan Skaria, founder and editor of Marunadan Malayali and a founding member of COMINDIA, attended the meeting online. The newly elected executive committee also includes Saj Kurian of South Live, Abdul Majib of K. Vartha, K. Shaji of Express Kerala, Ajay Mathana of Vaiga News, Al Amin of E. Vartha, and Esahaka Swaramangalam of Malabar News. The general body meeting was chaired by Kunikanan Mudith. K.K. Srijith, former general secretary and current treasurer, presented the activity report. P.R. Vandana of One India, Abdul Majib, K. Shaji, Esahaka Swaramangalam, C.T. Anoop of MovieMax, Gopakumar of Janapriyam News, and Binu of Metro TV also addressed the meeting. According to the activity report, one of COMINDIA's major achievements was its sustained advocacy, which led the Kerala State Public Relations Department to release an updated media list for digital media outlets in 2023 after a gap of 12 years. COMINDIA is the first digital media organization in Kerala and the second in India to receive recognition from the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Government of India. The executive committee said the organization would further strengthen its activities under the leadership of the newly elected office bearers.